Starting today, Tennessee becomes the first state to use driving records in an effort to track immigrants. Instead of a state-issued driver's license, temporary and undocumented immigrants will receive driving certificates. State officials say they need to do this because of the potential Homeland Security threat. Jacqueline Fellows reports from member station WPLN.
How can I help?
For the past hour and a half, a steady stream of people have lined up outside the door of the driver's license station in Nashville.
Gotta have your birth certificate or U.S. passport. Due to the law change, you have to prove that you have permanent residency in the United States.
Though the card is wallet-sized, like a driver's license with the same information, across the top it reads, "For driving purposes only, not valid for identification." After 9/11, Tennessee lawmakers were prompted to tighten the state's driver's license requirements. Major General Jerry Humble is Tennessee's Homeland Security Director.
You have proven that you can safely pass the driver's test. You understand the laws of Tennessee as far as driving goes, and the picture on that driving certificate is the picture of the person who passed the test. It doesn't mean we know exactly who you are or that you can use it as an official means of identification in the state of Tennessee.
But if the certificate isn't official for identification purposes, it's not clear what it is good for. For example, auto insurance companies, stores, and banks haven't decided on their official policy toward the driving certificates. Sam Amadon and Hamed Alamimi are standing outside the Islamic Center of Nashville after their afternoon prayers. They're both from Kuwait, and they'll both have to get driving certificates when their licenses expire. They say a Tennessee driver's license is an all-access pass into society.
The driver's license we had, it was like a major ID. You know, can't leave home without it. It's more than American Express or anything else.
Everywhere. If you're going to go to get cigarettes, can I see your driver's license, please? Right. They're asking about the driver's license. If you write a check, you have to give the driver.
That's something. So anything, it's just a major document. They ask for it anywhere you go.
Both men are concerned they'll have to carry their passports, which is awkward. Plus, they're afraid of someone stealing them. It's also not clear how law enforcement will treat the new certificates in regards to traffic violations. Nashville police will accept the certificates. Highway troopers said no initially, but are reconsidering that decision. David Lubell directs the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition.
However you're going to accept the certificate is for ID, for other things, you know, that's a totally separate issue. But for driving, you better accept it. Otherwise, it's not going to accomplish its purpose.
For traffic violations, the state's Homeland Security Director says it'll be the officer's decision. Again, Major General Jerry Humble.
You know, issuing a minor traffic violation by a state trooper for a littering or a broken taillight is a long way from official identification that allows a terrorist to board an airplane or buy a gun or one of those situations.
The governor called the arrest issue a tempest in a teapot, saying the state and nation's homeland security issues trumped immigrants' concerns. Major General Jerry Humble says other states are watching Tennessee's new law to see if it's effective. Immigrant activists are watching, too. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Fellows in Nashville.